A group of young people are taking legal action to try to gain support for law change, and this is to lower the legal voting age from 18 to 16. With us now to tell us why she should have her right to have her say at the polls is 16-year-old Gina Dow McClay. Ata Marie.
Hello, good morning.
Why is this something that you want to be able to do?
Yeah, so with Make It 16 Hand, we really want to be able to have the right to participate in our democracy just as other people do. And with these with these immense global issues currently, like climate change, like mental health, we want to be having a say in the politicians who are going to be making those decisions. They're going to on those issues that are going to affect us in the years to come.
In some ways, it kind of feels counterintuitive because whenever we talk about voting, it always seems that it's older people that vote. But are you saying, are you suggesting that there's a groundswell of younger people, middle teenagers coming up who are actually really engaged with politics?
Definitely. I think over the past few years, we've definitely learnt more about it. And with more media, we can see that actually youth are really engaged. And with the issues, we want to be able to have a voice on them.
And so this is coming from where? Is it coming from social media that people are able to kind of lock into this sort of stuff?
Partly, yes, but the campaign began around Youth Parliament earlier this year with a bunch of youth MPs from all different backgrounds coming together because we want the right to vote.
Okay. Why should you have the right to vote?
Oh, big question. We believe that we can't just say that we have a thriving and fair democracy without it, and we think that it is our right to be able to decide who are the politicians who are going to be making the decisions for the issues that are going to affect us.
Sure, yeah. And I guess it's one of those situations where there are a bunch of things you can do when you're 16, but voting's not one of them.
Exactly, there are so many things that you can do when you're 16. You can get married, you can leave school, leave home, and work full time and those kinds of things. We see that you can do so many of those things, but you can't vote. Yeah.
Is this something that should be taught in schools, sort of civic engagement?
We do think that civics education is important, but we're focused on the fact that we think we should have the right to vote, and we believe that people of all ages should be learning more about civics, not just because we have to be able to vote.
So what is the legal process? What is the action that's being taken?
So one action we'll be doing right now is going to the High Court to seek a declaration of inconsistency with the Bill of Rights Act 1990. But that's just one part of the campaign. We're going to be doing so much more to engage people all across New Zealand in it.
And when are you likely to hear an outcome of this legal challenge?
I'm not too sure just yet. We've got other people in the campaign working on it currently.
Great stuff. Thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning. 16-year-old Gina Dow McClay there speaking to us about how the voting age should be lowered to 16.